Any questions?
Toilets are not separated and there is no wall in between that one. And when you're doing the wudu, you have to say certain zikr when you're doing the wudu, dua and everything. You can do that except, you know, when you remove your clothes to sit down and take urine or something, to urinate.
Yeah, I know that the fatwa according to Mufti Ibrahim Desai as well is that if you have a washroom, not like here, for example, let's say you're washing with a toilet and with a sink. The sink area will not count as quote-unquote the bathroom. This is what you're saying. It's the toilet that will. But out of respect, what you should do is just cover the lid of the toilet and then use the sink and then consider that to be you're not in the washroom. So the normal dhikr that you would make while making wudu, you'll actually make it. That's the current fatwa. Assuming that that place is not completely soiled. You know, some people just don't take care of their bathroom at all. It's just completely soiled. Assuming you're relatively clean about your bathroom, the toilet will be one area. So as you sit, you'll make that dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khubuthi wal khaba'ith. And as you get up, you'll make the dua, ghufranak. And then when you go to the sink, you can make all the various adhkar that you normally make for the sake of wudu, or what we spoke about, the various adhkar and the various remembrance of Allah, and then the shahada afterwards. All that can be done with your tongue while you're standing in front of the sink.
So when you walk in the door, you still walk in with left foot.
When you walk, technically, if you're going to do it that way, then when you walk in, what you'll do is when you walk towards the toilet, you'll walk with your left foot first. Because you're not going to count the wudu area. See, what you're going to do is you're going to make an imaginary boundary in the bathroom.
Okay.
And in that, so when you cross that imaginary boundary, wherever it may be in your house, then you'll cross it with your left foot. And that kind of makes things nice.
With that 50-cent piece exemption, do you have to still try to...
Yes. If you know that you have impurity on you,
it doesn't matter what size.
It doesn't matter what size. If you know you have impurity, you have reached the state of yaqeen where you're sure you have impurity, it is makruh to pray with that impurity on you.
I have been told, as I recall, that color is not an issue. Like if you wash it and wash it really well and the color is still there, then that doesn't matter.
That's correct. So staining doesn't matter. But, for example, let's say you have blood on the shirt. You washed it once. If the stain removed, then you have to go to three times,
right, okay,
according to the sunnah. So you'll do it once and you didn't remove the athar, but then you do it second time, third time, you still see a stain, then you're done. You've scratched it, you've made sure you got it very clean, you did the best you can. The third time purifies it when you can't remove it. Or if you can't see it or you can't remove it, the third time purifies it. If you do see it and it goes away, it goes away. In the same way, another very interesting thing to think about is dry cleaning, right? Because dry cleaning, what it'll do is it'll remove the stain. Dry cleaning is a kind of complicated issue, but if you use some chemical that has the ability to remove the stain, then that's equivalent to using water according to the Hanafi fiqh. Imam Shafi'i, no way, they won't let you do that. But let's say you have a little bit of blood on the edge of your shirt, and you take vinegar, and you remove all the blood in one washing, including the stain, because vinegar will actually pull out the stain. Then that shirt then becomes pure. So Imam Shafi'i says, no, you have to use water, because water is a tool of purification and vinegar isn't. Imam Abu Hanifa says, no, you remove the stain. So then Imam Abu Hanifa comes back and says, look, if I have a shirt and there's blood on the edge and I take a pair of scissors and I cut the edge of my shirt and the blood is now there and the shirt is on the away from it, is my shirt pure? The answer is yes. Right? So Imam Abu Hanifa argues vinegar is just a chemical scissor in a way. Vinegar is equivalent to cutting away. It's a chemical scissor which cuts away the blood. So you can look at it that way. So that's why we permit in the use of, if you use a chemical to remove a stain and the stain is removed by that chemical, we permit that as a means of purification within the Sharia, within the Hanafi madhab. So that's the answer to dry cleaning, for example, where they don't use water, right? They use other chemicals. The dry cleaning is a little more complicated because sometimes they use a vat of chemicals which could be polluted with other things, and so the chemicals themselves may be impure. So you want to be careful about dry cleaning. But I don't want to go into too many details here. You can talk to your local ulama about it. But the point is when you have visible impurity, removal of the impurity counts as purification. And when you can't remove the stain or you cannot see the impurity, then you've got to go three times with ringing. And the third ringing has got to be a good one in order for it to count.